Around 200 years ago, master gunsmith Jakob Kunst of Philadelphia made this beautiful rifle out of maple wood and steel and decorated it with inlaid brass, bone, and horn. It's called a Kentucky rifle, famous on the American frontier for its accuracy and reliability. Many Kentucky rifles were actually made in Pennsylvania. Look carefully at the decoration on the shoulder piece of the rifle and the beautiful carving in other parts of the gun. Kunz's unique designs include eagles, a lion, and human heads. He had a long career, living to be 96 years old, and some of his guns won prizes for their excellent workmanship. The legendary American hero Davy Crockett would have been proud to call this Kentucky rifle his own. David Crockett was a frontiersman, soldier, and congressman born in 1786 in the wilds of Tennessee. He loved tall tales and funny stories, even if the joke was on him. Here's a story he told about his Kentucky rifle, which he named Old Betsy. He called Old Betsy about as beautiful a piece as ever came out of Philadelphia. When Davy Crockett visited Little Rock, Arkansas, the men in town suggested he join them for some target practice. Davy wrote, "They had heard I was a first-rate shot, and they wanted to see for themselves whether fame had not blown her trumpet a little too strong in my favor." Targets were set up outside town, and in Davy's words, "There was some pretty fair shooting, I can tell you." At length it came to my turn. I squared myself, raised my beautiful Betsy to my shoulder, took deliberate aim, and smack! I sent the bullet right into the center of the bullseye. "There's no mistaking Betsy," said I, in a sort of careless way, as they were all looking at the target, sort of amazed, and not at all overpleased. The best shot in town declared it a lucky shot. "They now proposed," Davy wrote, "that we should have a second trial, but knowing that I had nothing to gain and everything to lose, I was for backing out and fighting shy, but there was no let-off, so to it again we went. They fired much better than the first time, and it was what might be called pretty sharp shooting. When it came to my turn, I blazed away, and I wish I may be shot if I didn't miss the target. They examined it all over and could find neither hair nor hide of my bullet and pronounced it a dead miss. When," says I, "stand aside and let me look, and I warrant you I get on the right trail of the critter." Davy looked closely, then told the men his second shot had followed the same path as the first one, right into the center of the bullseye. They all declared that was impossible, but he told them to search the hole in the target where he was sure they would find two bullets. "Sure enough," wrote Davy, "it all come out just as I had told them, for I had picked up a bullet that had been fired and stuck it deep into the hole without anyone perceiving it. They all said they had enough of shooting for that day, and they moved that we adjourn to the tavern and liquor." Thank you again for listening. Join us for the next Storytime at the Met.